Welcome to Small Business Success Talk, where you will hear one-on-one candid interviews with successful small business owners and leaders. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Helen Tallier.
Hey, hi, and welcome to Small Business Success Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Helen Tallier, small business owner myself, owner of Bradlink LLC, a technical services firm. I'm serving in the government sector marketplace, an Amazon best-selling author of Your Money is in the Follow-Up, and a national conference speaker. Hey, if you want to learn some great ideas and tips to boost the marketing of your small business, then visit yourmoneyisinthefollowup.com, and I think it'll be helpful for you. You know, as I highlighted in, for my regular listeners, I'm real excited. And just want to make sure that everybody continues to be grounded as to why we call our show Small Business Success Talk. You know, opportunities for growth and success are all around small businesses today in the marketplace like no other time in our history. And to have a successful business requires a certain mindset and consciousness similar to great athletes like the now retired soccer player David Beckham or the great USC coach, basketball coach Cynthia Cooper, who in her own right was a phenomenal WNBA basketball player and having the right mindset as the trumpet player Winston Marcellus, who is recognized across the world. So a certain mindset and consciousness is key for growth and being successful in today's marketplace. The doors are open and clients are waiting today for your products and services. So again, welcome to the Small Business Success Talk today. You can visit and learn more at smallbusinesssuccesstalk.com. We are happily in the umbrella and the fold of a Tough Talk Radio Network, and we're excited about that. As many of you know, I was I'm very active with Government Procurement Connections Conference. I am the immediate past chair of the conference, and through assisting over the last 7 or 8 years, I've had the opportunity to meet small businesses from various markets across the board and talk with several small business owners during the week, folks who are wanting to have coffee or want to grab some ideas and thoughts on how they can be successful. So the radio show allows me to touch the lives of more small business owners than what I was able to do through the conference, and to help make a difference and to give me a platform for giving back on a larger scale. So very, very excited about that. SmallBusinessSuccessTalk.com to listen live and to stay abreast. Many of you guys know that I'm an avid reader. I love books, and I have been reading a lot of books since I was a kid, and it didn't take much encouragement by my parents to have me to read books. And so during the week, sometimes I read up to 8 to 10 books a week, primarily focusing on business development or marketing, personal development, and I very much love biographies of successful people across the board. And so I wanted to give you a quick snapshot of some of the books that I've read recently and or either reread that you might find helpful. Number one, and I'm elated to say that she's also a radio host under the Tough Talk Business Network platform, is Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away. That's Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals. And that's by Linda Ballesteros. The book is available via Amazon.com as well as the others that I will reference on my list. Huge. If you're looking to learn some powerful strategies for pulling in new clients, and that's the key term is pulling rather than pushing and chasing and being aggressive running down. with the same old sales tactics, then grab a copy read. It's a quick read. The book by that's titled "Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away." Very exciting. I read that in a couple of hours, and it was very powerful with some tips. Another book that I've recently read is by Tony Harris. Tony is a phenomenal speaker, author, and business consultant. Her book is "Sometimes You Have to Take a Drastic Step to Turn Your Life Around." So she's had an opportunity to have some major shifts in her life, and you know, whether you're reaching personal goals such as improving your health or relationships or starting a business or looking to meet financial goals, then Tony's book can give you a boost, and very excited about that. And I'm sure it's available via Amazon.com, or you can go to Tony Harris, and that's Tony with an I, T-O-N-I, Harris.com, and you can learn more about her book. But taking the drastic step is huge and instrumental for small businesses in order to be successful. And it was a pleasure reading her book recently. Another book that's on my list, and mind you, I only have a total of six that I'm highlighting, so don't worry, only a total of six. You know, as a small business owner, it's vital to maintain your health, and eating properly, you know, helps with, you know, balancing the chemicals in your body and allows you to shine in front of your target customers. Because if you're not healthy, then that's going to be a drain on your business and for you to be successful. So a recent book, which was a New York Times bestseller, was by Don Colbert, M.D., and it's Eat This and Live. That's Eat This and Live. And it talks about how to make simple food choices to feel better, look younger, and live longer. So very exciting book for myself. I pretty much eat a lot of vegetables and fruits, and reading his book gave me insights on better combinations of those foods, and as well as some things to avoid. So Eat This and Live, key book for small business owners, you know, understanding the importance of health and the impact of health on their small business. You know, so huge. Another book that's on my list, and then after that I only have one more. This is the Sales Bible. This is the Sales Bible, the small business Bible that's been around since about 1930, if you will, and it's by Napoleon Hill, and it's titled Think and Grow Rich. And I want to repeat that, Think and Grow Rich, because what we believe as small business owners, the mind can achieve. And so in Think and Grow Rich, he talks about several principles which are foundational principles in order to be successful in your business. And these principles have been, you know, tried and proven. And some of the largest businesses and CEOs today have read this book and have considered this book to be a game changer. So highly recommend Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Book was initially written in I want to say the early 30s, 1930s, and it's been written and published on numerous occasions repeatedly, and it's still a very strong book on the market. So for me, this one stays in my library, and I reread that particular book at least three times a year. Last but not least on my list of books that I've reread and it may be worth considering to have a part of your small business library is called The 5-Minute Rule. And this is the story of a seeker, a sage, and the secret to a happy life. Roy Aplanap, and that's A-P-L-A-N-A-L-P, great consultant, small business owner in his own right. He's been teaching the importance of time management by leveraging and using the Franklin Planner tools, and so very, and that's the Covey Franklin Planner tools. My apologies for that. Very exciting book that has some very helpful tips for small businesses. Covers some of the grassroots efforts and foundational principles that we sometimes overlook. And of course, the book that I mentioned at the top of the hour that you can find more information about is Your Money Is in the Follow-Up. So yourmoneyisinthefollowup.com to learn helpful tips on marketing through follow-up, through marketing through follow-up, and so really excited about what that book can do for the lives of many small business owners to help make a difference. So so we're right on, and from time to time I will highlight what I'm reading. And look forward to you guys connecting to us via Twitter and or the Facebook on the Tough Talk Radio Network to share with us some of the books that you're reading and what you're finding helpful. So reach out, smallbusinesssuccesstalk.com, and let your host, Helen Callier, have an idea as to what you're doing. Very successful. I'm excited about my guest today, and I'll bring her on a little bit later. But with Kim Baines and Victoria Baines Lopez, which is the daughter, very excited about their new business, startup business that's been in existence for a little while, pertaining to It's For Kids by Kids. And kids is spelled K-I-D-Z as in zebra, but It's For Kids by Kids. And they're doing some great things in the Texas area. They've touched the lives of many in the Houston and surrounding areas in Texas, as well as in the Northeast via New York City. I'm going to let them tell their story, but I'm very excited about what they bring to the table. And how they're using their talents in order to serve their target market and ideal customers. And that's very important, that when you recognize that your back may seem to be against the wall, and the word seem is in quotation marks, but your back may seem to be against the wall, but in actuality, when you open your eyes and open your heart and open your mind, you realize that you're blessed with skills and talents, and then you come off the wall with creative ideas and thoughts, and you put those into place. And so I'm very excited about Kim Baines and Victoria Baines Lopez, you may have heard of as their regular guest on the Tough Talk Radio Network, but being on Success Talk, they'll be able to highlight their talents and strengths and how that's making them successful in the marketplace. So after the break, we're going to kick in and chat with Kim Baines and Victoria. So gotta pay and allow the sponsors to come on through, and of course our Tough Talk Radio Network to highlight what they do good. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and look forward to talking with you afterwards.
What is term life insurance? It is basically a financial protection plan for your family or business if you pass away. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases that you can make that you will personally never use, but you've got to have it to protect your family or business. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the absolute best possible rates for term life insurance policies of $500K or more. For term life insurance policies of $500K or more, call the Term Lifeline today, 1-877-665-4275, and let them know you were referred by Tough Talk Radio. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500K or more, and we also have great rates for smokers, tobacco users. So call today at 1-877-665-4275. Again, 1-877-665-4275. Or email us at termlifeline@gmail.com.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayou-Stettis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayoustetis.com. That's Linda, BALLESTEROS.com.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Fantastic. Hey, we're back to the Small Business Success Talk. Hey, I'm your host, Helen Callier, and excited to be online today and on the show. Very excited about our guests coming up. They are regulars on the Tough Talk Business Network, but being on Success Talk, we're going to dig in and get some additional insight as to what's driving them towards success, why they've been successful thus far, learning about their upcoming new television show as well as their new clothing line launch, which is going to occur later this year in August of 2013. So let's bring on board Kim Baines and with her daughter Victoria Baines Lopez, owners of It's For Kids by Kids.
Hi, Helen. How are you today?
Hey, fantastic. And yourself?
Awesome.
And is Victoria on board as well?
Yes.
Super. Hey, welcome to Small Business Success Talk. It's an honor to have you guys on board. You know, It's For Kids by Kids, which is huge. Very creative title for the business. And I want you guys to share with our listeners some great foundational pieces as to you know why you got started. So to get us kicked off, tell me when you started your business, and as well as give me an idea as to why did you start your company.
Well, when Victoria was about 2 or 3 years of age, we had these teenagers that approached us, and they said, you know what, the church won't let us do what we want to do. We want to be able to show them how we could raise money. And they said that unless you get a mentor, you won't be able to start what it is you want to do, and they wanted to have a basketball tournament. So they approached me, and Victoria at the time was 2, and I did everything from speaking to basketball organizations, to ordering food through Sam's Club, through, you know, getting advertisement out through Kinko's, and we made it a community event. And I started doing that in different parts of my life. It had nothing to do with my job, but it had something to do with being a networker, being a person who's able to get things done in 6 weeks or less, and knowing who to go to in the community to get things done. So we were able to get buses and things like that. So when Victoria told me that she wanted to make a difference in the world, she was 3, and, you know, I'm like, what am I going to do with this type of kid who wants that that type of lifestyle to do volunteer work? So we started volunteering at a daycare shelter, and she wanted more. So I was looking around. I did a lot of research online, and I said, let's try beauty pageants. So when she got there, you know, we didn't spend the money. In that type of field, in pageantry, a lot of mothers make their mark because this is a $3 million industry. being photographers and hairdressers. And these hairstylists were making like $200 and $300 a head, you know, and
wow.
They're making clothes. I found through the networking that people that own their own pageants would go to pageants, and they would say, come to my pageant. And that's how they would start talking to people, people that do computer drafting, people that do setups of stages and stuff like that. All of them come together, and they were making thousands upon thousands of dollars on their weekends. So we got into the business. Victoria won her first pageant. We went to nationals because she wanted to talk about her cause, which was helping animals. And we started speaking with the senators and people in government to help us with our platform, and they paid for us to go through advertisement. And when we got there, we were in last place. And it was the best year of our life because in meeting and networking with all these other women who were making successes in home-built businesses, we were invited to other pageants, and one that we worked with, Miss Empire Royalty, she believed in volunteerism. And through her, we were able to get on Good Morning America, and they had a segment for children. And Victoria was able to participate, and in that moment, when we met Robin Roberts and Diane Sawyer and Sam Champion, he lifted her up on this Toys for Tomorrow's Dinosaur, and that launched her career. They had us on the show 17 times. They would call us and say, hey, you know, Will Smith is coming on, or we're doing the Oscars, or we'll get to talk to the stars of Dancing with the Stars. And through that, being on television and being behind the scenes, I had a love for being behind the camera and seeing how all the little intricate parts work. It's a network, and it takes a lot of people to put a show together and to do the different segments. And through that, Tyler's and Tierra's heard about us, and they put us on their television show. So we were on season 2 of American Regal Gems. And Victoria was just a happy-go-lucky kid who loved doing volunteer work. And through the volunteer work, that's how she started getting into working with these companies, you know, that were following tiny, you know, toddlers around, seeing who their communities are, where they lived. And for our segment, we showcase a family affair. The people that did our hair and our nails, through those 3 seconds of advertising on this major television that went international, their businesses grew. They were
let me do this, Kim, right quick, because you're saying that she started off when she was 2 years old, or when when Victoria was about 2, when the teenagers, you know, approached you and of course wanted a mentor, and then you mentioned about 3 when Victoria, was voicing, her desire to be involved with volunteerism. Let's ground everybody as to how old Victoria is now, because otherwise they may think that she's 4. So let's ground her as to how old she is now, and then highlight exactly what it's for kids by kids. What are the services that you're providing through the company?
Perfect. Okay, Victoria is 10 years old now. And her career on television spanned from 4 to 7. So It's for Kids by Kids was developed because we had a lot of kids that we dealt with in the entertainment field or who wanted to get into entertainment. They wanted to market their own businesses. They wanted to make a difference. So through our causes, through promoting volunteerism, we were able to speak with a lot of kids and do a lot of volunteer work, like anti-bullying. We work with Positive Peace. The anti-bullying was with the Harlem Globetrotters in January. We worked with the Houston Texans with the Super Bowl of Caring. We volunteered at the Government Procurement Connection.
So,
we
Food bank.
Yes, the Houston Food Bank. We do a lot of work with them. And it just started turning into a network of working with different companies trying to promote volunteerism and raise money for nonprofit organizations.
And so with that, that's huge, I guess, you know, touching the lives through volunteerism, which I'm a believer of, and makes a huge difference. How many kids have you assisted with getting plugged in on the entertainment side to date?
At this present time, we are promoting Victoria. She's coming out with her own television show, and then we'll be able to highlight kids. And hopefully we'll be able to get to the point where we'll be able to bring them into the Urban Houston Network's family for Saturday morning lineups, like how they do on Disney and Nickelodeon.
And so for your target market for the kids are from what ages? I mean, is it from 5 to 85, or from what ages is it?
Well, we're trying to target kids as young as 5 and to go up to 19 years of age. We have something for everyone. Next week on June 15th, we'll be at Money Live with Lonnie Matthews. He's going to be at Crown Plaza, and it's like a Monopoly game. He gives the kids these this money, and they have to buy things like rent and groceries and stuff, and they're running around. And then people are trying to, say, buy a television set or something, and it cuts into their budget. So we try to, you know, give kids positive things to do in the community through volunteerism and to learn about life in the meantime.
Your ideal customers, I guess, in that regards would be from, you know, kids from all walks of life, from ages 5 to 19 years old, and that have an interest in volunteerism and, of course, have an interest, I guess, in being in the entertainment somewhere. Would that be correct?
Yes. So a lot of the things that we do is to try to engage youth. Youth feel sometimes that people don't care about them, that they don't matter, but they can really recreate the world that they're living in if they are looking or searching for their gifts and talents. So we try each month to be at two different functions to see if someone has a passion about, you know, anti-bullying, or maybe they'll have a passion about tackling hunger or something. And then we allow them to get involved. And then through media, we're able to, you know, have them come on television. Like when we worked with Ruby Clifton High Middle School, they came out at 4:30 in the morning, some of their members, and they were able to pack boxes for their backpack buddies, which allows students to have food during the holidays when school is out, as well as on the weekends. So we try to engage them and let them know that this is our world, our whole world, and that there are people that need services, you know, and you can volunteer at any age, which is why we started this. So Victoria started doing the volunteer work at 4. So we teach people that you could start that early and make a difference.
Well, we know that in the Obama administration, and it's a close passion for the First Lady Michelle Obama, and of course President Obama, you know, for volunteering. You know that they've highlighted that probably since day one, since they took the White House some years ago. Have you guys been in communications with the administration to say, hey, you know, here's the dynamic things that we're doing, or we propose there be a, you know, it's for kids, by kids, you know, volunteerism, you know, advisory committee, so we can really move the needle?
Well, we approached them with a global youth initiative. And we haven't heard back from them. We are now looking at interviewing with Ben Hall and Maya Parker, hopefully in the next few weeks, We left messages, and they're considering it to do like a campaign on Victoria's new show, the Victoria Lopez Show. We're running pilots right now so that we could come out with it in the next month, I believe.
Well, I think that would be, I mean, that's synergy to, you know, to your business, and of course that's the core of your business. So, I wish you well in that direction, and you'll have to make sure that the kids hit the social networks and all the social media aspects to get the message and the lift it up high. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, I want to learn more about the show and about the clothing line, and I also want to get an idea, you know, Kim, as to what your greatest challenge to date has been in your business, and how have you overcome that particular challenge. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back with Kim Baines and Victoria Baines Lopez, of owners of It's for Kids by Kids.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Big goals call for drastic steps. Are you sick and tired of being stuck and not accomplishing your goals? Tony's coaching programs will transform your personal and professional life. As a speaker, Tony engages her audiences by using real-life stories to show you that you have the power to obtain your dream. Contact Tony at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com to invite her to speak at your next conference or business meeting. She will motivate and inspire you to step outside your comfort zone to achieve greatness today.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Fantastic, and we're back to Small Business Success Talk. You can listen live, and I thank those who are listening live now at smallbusinesssuccesstalk.com. Very, very excited to be talking about and highlighting inspirational small business success stories, and highlighting stories of small businesses, you know, successes and how they went about becoming successful in their ventures. Elated to have with us today is Kim Baines and Victoria Baines Lopez, owners of It's for Kids by Kids, that has been, you know, touching the lives of many. Since Victoria was roughly, I'm going to say, 2 years old, because that's when the fire started at that particular juncture. So, Kim, welcome back, and Victoria, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to, I guess, before the break, and I appreciate you sharing with our listeners, you know, why you got started, when you got started, and, of course, how old Victoria is today. And some of the target markets that you're touching and the age of your ideal customers. Give me an idea and share with our listeners as to, you know, what has been your greatest challenge in business so far, and how have you gone about, you know, overcoming that challenge?
Well, I want to let your audience know that sometimes you're going through transitions. When you're thinking about opening up a business on your own, you have to have some type of seed money. You have to have a plan. You have to know what your strengths are or find out what your gifts were. And when we were all hit really hard with the economic downturn and people were losing their jobs, I myself was unemployed. So getting back into the workplace, not doing what I went to school for, but actually starting a new business based on my daughter, founded by a child. We found that we didn't have business cards. Our biggest challenge was not having the website. A website is the first place where a person goes to find out about who you are and what you're doing. And some people will say, well, spend $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000 on a website. A lot of people don't have that type of capital. So we were finding that through working with different organizations that there are free websites that you could build yourself that, you know, you may say, well, I don't know how to do that. But they make some easy enough, like Wix and WordPress, which are free, and even Time Magazine uses WordPress. And then people need to find you. So your business card is the second thing. I'm not going to tell you how many times we would go to a location and people would say, oh, do you have a business card? And I was like, no, I don't have one yet. And so, yes, there's companies like Vista and Moo.com and different places. They'll even give you 250 free business cards when you're starting out. But it's your business card and your website which draws people to you. The third one is the referrals. I loved Linda's book about the pot of gold. I thought it was amazing. And I started approaching people about sharing their referrals and allowing us to be able to work within their networks. So we try to, at every location and every opportunity, that, yes, this is what we do. Do you have anything that is going on in the next month? Let us talk about it, and let's see if we can work together. So by piggybacking and partnering with nonprofit entities, we found that they have the budgets and they have the resources to have us come in and work with youth. And the work is plentiful. When you are trying to work on something new, volunteering in a nonprofit organization also gives you the background and the resources to meet other people, and your new job is just steps away from you. And your new contacts are right there because you find people that have the same similar likes. And through the networking, you're able to grow your business just by giving of yourself once a month. So the challenge was working without a presence on the Internet. And then when we found that what we were doing really mattered, Houston Chronicle stepped forward. We were invited to be a part of Generations On and do something, which is 1.4 million teen strong and social causes. We were able to connect with wonderful organization, National Action Network for Youth, to get our information out there. And so we're starting to be known nationally, not just in our two markets, but people can read about what we're doing in all 50 states.
Sure. Wow. Yeah. That's huge, Kim. I mean, for highlighting to say, hey, you know, here's what, you know, we have a great idea for business. In fact, we're even moving forward. But the three areas or the three challenges that you mentioned really fall under the umbrella of saying that just the basic marketing tools, a website, business cards, and we also need a network in order to operate in order to move forward, to touch the folks that we want to touch, and to leverage their resources and their networks to do what you do well. Because one of the questions that I often ask is, you know, what resources did you use to build your business? And you were right on. You know, take advantage of the organizations that offer free websites, because they're out there, you know, all day long. You know, be it if they're online or technical assistance centers, which are funded by the Small Business Administration will help with free websites as well, and then some universities will also do that. And then indicating how you're partnering with nonprofits to tap into their networks, and of course the riches that are associated by giving into those nonprofits. And you already know that I'm a believer in volunteering in that manner and helping nonprofits. I mean, that's just a smart move to make. And then lastly, you know, and I'm sure Linda thanks you that for highlighting the key points stressed in Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a very affordable book that's available on Amazon.com, and how it helped you with referrals, tapping into a network. So that's huge, simple, and those small stones, you know, no differently than the stones in David's slingshot, you know, helped you to propel you to where you are today and heading towards your TV show. So I tell you, I love Kim, and I really love, you know, the email that I received recently that indicated to move over, Honey Boo Boo. Here comes Honey Bunny Victoria Baines Lopez. I mean, first of all, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names for Victoria, Honey Bunny Victoria Baines Lopez. I'm sure in the future she'll be only known by the acronym that spells out, which is gonna be huge. But I read recently, you know, some of the successes that it was talking about, you know, Honey Boo Boo, and how they make roughly $50,000 or $60,000 an episode, and that was a wow moment for me when I read that on one of my business websites that I frequently read. So tell us about the show. Honey Bunny Victoria Baines Lopez will be starring in, and I'm sure you'll be behind the scenes making sure that everything is on point. What network is it going to be on? You know, channel? Who's going to be your target audience? So give us the background.
Well, we're going to be on the Urban Houston Network, which is channel 43.5. Our show is going to be, well, not my show, my daughter's show, I'm the momager, will be on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's targeting not just kids, but everyone. It's a family affair, and we are looking at highlighting those people that uplift Houston and are passionate about what they do, and to give pearls of wisdom to youth that are trying to do something here in Houston and highlight things that you may not know exist. So we're looking, we just filmed yesterday one of our pilots with the Harlem Globetrotters. They were in town with a camp that was run through 24-Hour Fitness. So Mighty Mitchell, we did anti-bullying rally with them in January, but we had Dizzy and Tea Time that were here at 24-Hour Fitness, and they were incredible. Victoria, do you want to talk about that?
Well, it was really fun. I got to watch all the kids that were in the clinic do practice some drills, and I just like that I got to meet Tea Time because she had a lot of enthusiasm and she was really happy about what she was doing, and it wasn't about basketball, it was about basketball to her, it was about making a change in little girls' lives that the men don't always have to be the bigger person. You could take a stand, too, and be your own personal self and make sure that somebody sees you. If you're not being seen, make sure that you got to stand out in some way.
Yeah, wow, that's huge. You know, making it more, you know, it's above and beyond basketball, but it was about making a change in a little girl's life. And that's dynamic, and that's a huge message to be able to convey. Now, Victoria, are those the type of messages that you want to be able to highlight in your new show that's going to be on the Urban Houston Network?
Yes, because I was just gonna. It was a very good quote that she told me. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody that would be watching my show, all the viewers, could understand what I was trying to say, and that if they don't understand how powerful they are, they could figure out that you're not just somebody who sits in the back of a classroom and just stands there and nobody pays attention to him or her. They gotta express themselves, not be like the popular girl, but like everybody, they at least have a friend that they're powerful in their own way.
Mm-hmm. So we want to be that friend. It's not a reality TV show. We're interviewing everyone from Ben Hall to people in government to aerialists, anyone who's passionate about uplifting Houston and the programs that they're running. We want to highlight them because we believe that it may inspire someone, and that's segues into our clothing line. We believe that these kids who have the future in their hands, they create so much. We want to give that back through art. We believe that, you know, the kids have this power, do graphic tees, and we have hats and some other things that are coming out in our line that kids can wear to school to show their pride. Like how we had our pride movements back in the 70s. We want to do that now, give them their pride back in who they are and own it, and utilizing their own gifts and talents to become entrepreneurs. It's because of the show, and Sherry Webb has a wonderful entrepreneur camp called the Kids Elite Retreat. That we're signed up for to teach kids about making loans, taking out a bank loan, and making marketing plans. To teach it on a kid's level, I felt by volunteering for it, it's something that I would be able to grasp without having to go back to college again. You know, so it's out there, and it's written in such a way that a child can understand it and follow it. And that's what we want to highlight in the show, is different things that you could do to get involved. And hopefully through this, we'll be able to create jobs and awareness that there's worlds out there that as you connect with it, that we're all together, we're all the same. And you could close your eyes and you can hear someone's story and say, yes, I followed it, I understand where she's going, and I relate, and I can do this myself. So hopefully by empowering not only the youth but their families, that we'll get back to that spirit of entrepreneurship and tapping into everything that the government procurement connection and SCORE and, you know, contracts, that we would be able to do that. And show people how.
Yeah, and that's those are all great points. I love the engagement of kids that are Victoria's age or either younger or and of course older being engaged as business owners or at least making them aware of the entrepreneurial type opportunities that are there. I mean, I was. A kid working in the family business that was on the Cowyer side, and so I've been involved with business pretty much all my life. So, but that I got to tell you, that spark is there, and you know, for uplifting and grabbing stories that are in and around the Houston area, that uplifts Houston and that says, hey, you're doing great things, and or either to inspire. You know, young kids or young folks to say, you know, you're not a part of the back wall.
that you are somebody and you have gifts and talents, and what they're doing is making a huge difference. So I see that those are being very, very powerful stories. Can't wait to see it on channel 43.5. The Urban Houston Network channel, highlighting for Honey Bunny Victoria Baines Lopez, and of course the Momager. Is it Momager or Manager? I can't remember, but the Mom Manager will be in the back, making some things happen. Any comments, Kim and Victoria? Love to have your comments as well, especially from. For touching young kids who desire to start their own business. What two to three success tips can you share with our listeners that are small businesses that may want to start up in business? I mean, what success tips can you share?
The first one that I think is the most important is that you have to be an avid reader to your business to know what's going on. When we were researching Texas, we found that, kids were struggling and dropping out of schools and in the Latino and the African-American market. So for our business, hearing and reading things like that, we were connecting with communities and schools to try to have a Too Legit to Quit back-to-school event that would be coming up at the end of the year. So when you're an avid reader, you find out, who just donated money or who is in the community. You find out different events that's taking place or, where you can, what's happening with the government. And by being connected, that just allows you more leeway because you find other people that are doing the same thing. So my second thing is volunteer. When you go to volunteer at walks, like Junior Diabetes or Breast Cancer, there are all these companies that send their employees there, and it's crucial because then you know who's giving money to organizations and things that you believe in. Support them. If they're giving money and they're helping with causes that you believe in, support them. Don't give your money to someone else who's not helping you. Support the companies that are. That's how your power is because you control where you spend your dollar. You may have to walk a little bit further, but if someone in your community is uplifting your community and are giving you things, then you need to refer them and keep being a business partner with them. Keep them so that they can keep helping your community thrive. The third thing that I would also suggest is look around for your mentors. As a woman, there are so many conferences that empower and engage women when you meet other women. I know Black Enterprise has one, and they bring these incredible, powerful women together. And you hear the success stories, and because women have this way of speaking with each other and connecting with each other, that's your market. And especially my fourth thing is always be nice to the person who's serving you, whether it is the person that is the receptionist or they're opening the doors or they're working in cleaning homes or stuff like that, because they know what is going on in the company before management does, because they are invisible. And so these are the people that you always need to know, because they can tell you there's going to be an event somewhere or whatever. So you need to be able to understand that that's a wonderful way to find out what is happening or who's coming to town or whatever, or if you need to get through the door to speak to someone, these first people will tell you, well, I can put a buzz in that person's ear for you to speak with them. And you may never know that, but by speaking with administration, allows you that access that you may not have normally had. And I'll let Victoria do too. Victoria, do you want to share what you think is good for business?
I think what's good for business is when somebody wants to get their name out there and nobody's just like, oh, like everybody's just like, or the famous community is like, well, I don't think I should take a chance with him because maybe his company's going to turn my company down, so I'm just going to stay over here. And then the next company agrees with that person, and then it goes on. But there's always that one company that says, let's take a chance, and that chance gets their company huge profits and their company great success.
I think that's perfect, Tori. When you're doing a business, you're going to get turned down a lot. You know, 10 people may say no, but that 11th person may say yes, they will work with you. And the last thing is bartering. Sometimes you may have a service. It's like an accessory. If you're doing bridal dresses, you know, get to know those people that are limousine drivers or florists or, you know, they work for places that have dining halls or, you know, they're food caterers. Get to know them in your neighborhood and barter. You know, through bartering, we were able to do so much. We may not have had the money to go out to the best of the best, but by saying, what is it that you need? Maybe I can advertise your company, or maybe we can support each other. We became stronger because we worked together. So
I think finish up, 2 seconds.
So I think that is really important, to look for the mentors and to barter, because you may not have the cash, but together, as many as you can come together in a community, your money is more powerful working together than apart.
Super. You guys have been fantastic guests today, and thanks, Victoria, for your input on what makes small business be successful, you know, through perseverance. You know, we've been very pleased and honored to have had Kim Baines and Honey Bunny Victoria Baines Lopez with a new show coming up on Urban Houston Network Channel 43.5. Hey, look forward. Very, very excited about that coming up, and, of course, the new clothing line. I'm going to talk to Mr. Tony Gambone at Tough Talk Radio Network to see if we can get some shirts for the host, the radio host on his network. I'm sure he'll be open ears. But thanks a bunch, and that's going to wrap us up today with Small Business Success Talk. You know, recognize and realize that somebody today is waiting for your products and services. So go and make it happen. Visit online. It's forkidsbykids.com. That's ITZ, the number 4, by kids, KIDZ.com. And thanks a bunch. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Small Business Success Talk with Helen Callier. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.